Chris Versteeg joins us, the Carolina Hurricanes. Canes in town to play the Toronto Maple Leafs, his former team, coming up tomorrow night, Sportsnet Ontario. He joins Brady and Walker. How are you, Chris?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Hey, I want to ask you this. So you were, I want to say you were snubbed for an All-Star game berth in 2012. Did you ever attend the weekend as like the rookie showcase or anything?
Yeah, I was there in 2008, 2009 season. I was there at the rookie game.
So we were debating the merits of you know, the All-Star game going to three-on-three and what makes guys care, what makes guys play like it's an actual game, like it was, you know when we were kids and you watched Gretzky and Lemieux play against each other. And I know maybe fans don't want to hear it, but as a professional athlete, is the answer at the end of the day just money? Throw some money at it. Let the guys win cash. Does that influence it in your mind?
Well, it definitely helps. I think it's a weekend mainly for the fans and to get people around the all-stars in the league and show them that they're just humans too and they have a lighter side to them. But the game, yeah, that's something that the PA and the NHL, you know, we talk about it and we look into how we can make it better. And obviously when sometimes there's money involved, I guess it looks like there is right now. And maybe it gives the guys incentive, whoever goes this year, to play hard. And I'm sure most of the guys who do win, it's probably, you know, I don't know what they'll do with it, whether they'll give it to charity, but that's what I'm sure most of the guys would do.
Chris Versteeg is joining us on Brady and Walker. Leafs at Carolina tomorrow night to take them on. Leafs go on to Boston after that. Up and down season for you guys. Would you guys say you're in a bit of a lull right now, or do you say we're actually not playing bad hockey, we're just not getting the results? We might be playing better hockey than we were the first four or five games of the season and gelling together, but the wins haven't been there lately.
Yeah, we've actually, I think, been playing really good hockey. The wins and the goals definitely haven't been there for us. I know for myself, the last few games that, you know, you're trying to score and maybe you're pressing a little too much and nothing's coming of it, but the opportunities have been there to score and the chances. And I mean, I don't know for myself if I've had that many chances over a 6-game period and looks without being able to generate anything. So there's frustration that comes with it, but I think our team, you know, we have a real team-oriented style to play. We have to use everyone on our roster to win every night, and we've been putting ourselves in good spots to win every single game, but it's, for whatever reason, the third periods have truly been letting us down in most of our losses. We've either come in with the lead into the third or tied and found a way to lose. I think that's a good positive to look at, is you're finding a way to lose instead of being out every game going into the third. So we can figure that out. We're a young team and figure that out and start to roll some confidence. I think we should be good.
You're with your fifth NHL organization now in Carolina, and I think we talked to you shortly after your cup win this past summer, and you went through this before. You win a cup in Chicago, and then you get traded here to Toronto. It happened again, Chicago, and you had a feeling it was gonna, and now you're in Carolina. Was it easier the second time? How has the first couple of months been for you in Raleigh?
I think I started off playing better. I know I was more prepared this time than I was in Toronto. I think in Toronto, everything just came so fast. You know, it was by the time I was traded, you're doing some media stuff, and by the time you get back to the gym, it's almost mid-July, and then you're almost first day on the ice is my first day at camp early with Toronto. So I started playing better, I think, 10 to 12 games in. I think this year, I really laid off all the other stuff and tried to focus back on hockey right away and getting into the swing of things and training earlier. So I think the start to this season, although maybe numbers-wise it's not there, I think I've been playing a lot better and I was ready more so for the start of this season. So I think I was more prepared. Obviously, it's happened twice to me now, and each time I went in with high hopes and trying to do the best for that organization I can, and hopefully I can really help the Carolina Hurricanes.
Toronto's in Carolina tomorrow night, that game on Sportsnet Ontario. When you watch the dynamic that Eric and Jordan have as brothers and also as veteran leaders of this team, what do you see? What surprised you from the times you've lined up against them? And obviously on different teams a lot, Jordan with Pittsburgh, he's been with Carolina the last 4 years. What do you see with those two guys?
Well, they're really really good guys, very respected throughout the entire room. And I truly didn't know Jordan was that big of a guy. I've always known.
Because he stands next to Eric too much, I think. That's part of the problem.
But Eric's a skinny guy compared to Jordo. So I call him a man child out there. He is a big, big man. You know, you stand behind him, and I just look at the mid back, and I look to the left, and I look to the right, and I'm still looking at his back. So he's just he's a big man, big strong guy, and you know, these guys are, like I said, great human beings, are great leaders within the room, and they truly are great competitors. You can see it every night. They want to win, and they want to help these young guys here be better every night and help everyone. And you just see why the Stalls are a great hockey family.
Looking back on your career, so correct me if I'm wrong, but you're playing with Noah Hanifin now, and 18 years old. He scores his first goal the other night. I don't know if there's been an impact 18-year-old on one of your teams before, a guy drafted that high. I know Huberto was 19. Do you have anything to compare with what you've seen from Hanifin so far, and what's your grade been on him?
Well, I think the forward and defensive position breaking into the league is a bit different. I think the D, there's a lot more pressure as a D-man. It usually takes them, besides the Drew Doughtys and Erik Karlssons and P.K. Subbans, generally takes guys until their early 20s, mid-20s to really come through. So I don't really have anyone to compare Noah to that I've played with as a young defenseman. You know, I played with Kane when he was 19 and Taze when they were both 19. And, Huberto and Gudbranson when he was 18. So Gudbranson's a great player, a big player. But you look at Noah Hanifin, and you don't want to compare to Hall of Famers, because I think it's kind of unfair to do that. But the way he plays the game, he reminds me a little bit of a Scott Niedermeyer. He's maybe not going to be the most physical guy down the road, but he's going to be a guy that can skate with the best of them. He can make extremely smart plays. He makes plays that I watch that, you know, veteran D-man can't even make. So it's he's a special talent. He's a special player, and Carolina definitely got a good pick at number 5.
Leafs-Canes tomorrow night. Carolina hosts the LA Kings on Sunday. Thanks for doing this, Chris. We really appreciate it, and we hope things start to go better for your club. Like you said, it's just a matter of the pucks going in the net, and then you're going to cause some trouble. Thanks for doing this for us.
Yeah, take care, guys, and walk. Don't be mad. I wasn't snobbing you.
it's not the first time it's happened to him.
Yeah, all right.
It's our producer's mad, not me. Thanks, Chris.